This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Artificial intelligence is making it harder than ever to know what's real. And almost half of us say scams are getting trickier to spot. And a third admit we can't tell if something online is AI made or genuine. It's a big reason why Get Online Week is back, helping Australians build digital confidence in a safe, supportive way. And joining us is Jess Wilson, Chief Executive Officer at Good Things Australia. Jess, welcome back to Drive.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you.
Jess, it's this is like an annual discussion that we have. I love the Get Online, Week. Tell us about it. What's it all about?
Look, Get Online Week is all about supporting people to build their digital skills and confidence, because actually we know that one in four Australians are digitally excluded, which means that they don't necessarily feel like they don't have the skills and confidence or the access to affordable technology they need to participate in society today. And just about everything we do in society, whether it's, you know, booking doctor's appointments, buying things online, staying in contact with family and friends, it all needs digital skills. So we want to support people to get those skills.
Now, with so much fake or AI-generated content online, how worried should we be about being fooled, Jess?
I mean, I think it's really increasing significantly, and I just don't think we can avoid it. Just about every week there's a new tool that is released to support people to create videos or to create different kinds of photos, all of those kinds of things. And so I think what we're really keen to do is just to make sure that people are aware about it, that people know what AI is, what it does, and what the benefits can be, but also what some of the challenges are.
Jess, how does, I suppose, AI, fakery that is, show up every day? Are we talking about fake news stories, deep fakes, or scams? Mm-hmm. What's the worst things that people are coming across?
I mean, all three of those, I would say. But I mean, the key thing that we're most worried about is when it has an impact on somebody financially or on a decision that they make. So clearly scams is a big issue. AI doesn't create the scams, but it definitely exacerbates it, because it helps people to create kind of audio messages that can call people and sound like a loved one to get them to give money away. That kind of thing is the thing that we're most worried about.
What's the, I suppose, the emotional toll here? I mean, we're preying on people's vulnerability, aren't we? Do people lose trust in what they see online or even in their loved ones?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's definitely one of the things, is that people are less trusting of what they're seeing online, less trusting of what the information is that's coming to them every day. And I think, you know, that's potentially a good thing, because we want people to be critical of the information that's coming to them. We want them to test it. We want them to not just assume that everything that they see online is right, but actually to go, you know what, do I really believe that? Is that information really real? Is that something that I would believe? Do I need to test it with another source? I think that's what's so important for people to do, is that kind of develop that critical thinking and critical approach to consuming information today.
Now, we're chatting with Jess Wilson, CEO of Good Things Australia, about Get Online Week. It's helping build people across the country feel safer and more confident online by building those skills. Jess, you work with a lot of older Australians or grandparents. What are the biggest challenges that they face when it comes to navigating the digital world safely?
I mean, one of the things that I'm often told when I go to a Get Online Week event with older people is, don't you forget that we actually created the internet. So you can't make assumptions that everybody is digitally excluded or not confident. But we do know that as soon as you leave the workforce, you're just not able to keep up as much. You don't have to use the new technology every day. And so what we find for older people is that they're not just keeping up with the latest in technology, but often are quite interested in, because they want to stay in contact with their grandchildren. They want to make sure that they're not scammed. They want to be able to book their telehealth appointments and get around our cities. So, you know, it's really important that we provide them with that opportunity to learn in a safe and friendly environment, in places that they already feel confident to go, like community centres and libraries.
Now, AI can feel overwhelming, but your research also found that many people are excited to learn about it. What gives you hope there?
Yeah, I think everybody is really interested in what is this thing called AI. I think, you know, it kind of exploded onto the world in the last couple of years. Although AI's been around for about 60 or 70 years now, it's just that it's become a lot more obvious and accessible to everybody to be able to use through some of those tools that have been released. I think people are interested in how it can benefit their lives. You know, it's really helpful to get information in that kind of way, to be able to ask it questions and be able to practice different conversations that you want to have, to be able to, you know, make things much easier. We often say, actually, you know, you're already using AI if you're using Google Maps to get around. So I think one of the key things for us is to make sure that people are aware of the different tools, to look at what it is that they want to do, and then to work out which tool is the right tool for them. So it's not just going, well, you just need to learn everything about AI. It's actually, well, what do you want to do, and how can technology support you to do that?
Just one of the things that I love about one thing about ChatGPT in particular is you can ask it a question to research something, and it's really good, because if we go back, let's say we go back a couple of years and we just ask for a, you know, I don't know, we do it on social media, or we do it on Google or what have you, and we get a list of websites. Some of them are fake. Some of them, you don't know what's real and what's not real unless you're trained particularly well. You go into ChatGPT, you ask it a question, and it says, this is what the evidence says. This is what some of the unsupported claims are made. And I'm thinking, you know what, if more and more people can get this evidence-based information in front of them, the world will be a better place.
Yeah, I think, I mean, it definitely does that. I think what we do need, and it makes it really accessible to people. It writes it really clearly, really simply, so it's really simple to understand. I think one of the key things that we always say about using ChatGPT or any of the other tools like Gemini or Copilot, any of the other tools that are available out there, is that you do need to test your information. So you need to make sure that that information that it's giving you is correct. You need to make sure that you're testing the links that it provides you in terms of sources. You need to be able to write the right question, so it gives you the information that you're really looking for. And actually, you know, it's helpful to kind of have a conversation with it and say, actually, I want something more about this. And can you give me some more information about that? Or actually, I want sources that are international, not just Australian. And so, you know, the opportunity to kind of develop that means that you're more likely to get the information that's useful to you, and not the hallucinations, which is one of the things that we know it can do, is that it creates, you know, gives you information that may not be quite accurate.
Now, this year's Get Online Week, it prompts us to make learning safe, fun, and shared with others. What kind of activities or workshops can we expect?
Oh, look, there's over 700 events happening all over the country this week. So they go from everything from, you know, the basics of using your phone and how to download apps, all the way through to using AI for small business. So there's just about something for everyone, I would say, depending on what you're wanting to learn about technology. And that's what we love about Get Online Week, is that it really does provide support to people to come together and learn something new, but to do it in a friendly way. And often there's fantastic food associated with these events as well. So it's an opportunity not just to learn about technology, but actually get together with other people in the community.
Now, Liam in St Kilda says, thought I was chatting to a friend on Facebook. It turned out it was a scammer. So easy to fall for that, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is easy, and it's really important that you kind of test the information that people are giving you. People can be, you know, the scammers are getting so much cleverer today. And so, you know, I think it's always good to, you know, see, well, hang on, is that the kind of conversation I'd have with that friend on Facebook? Maybe I should test that by sending them a text instead. You know, there's different ways of communicating with people, and that's what we definitely encourage people to do. If you're not sure about something, if you're getting kind of those spidey senses that are saying this doesn't feel quite right, then trust your instincts and check it out in a different way.
And this one here saying AI is the greatest theft in history, stealing from artists, musicians, and writers. That's from Grant.
Look, I think, you know, that is definitely one of the big challenges that we have around the use of AI and the way that it needs to be regulated in our society is to make sure that, you know, intellectual property, whether it's for artists, it's for, you know, First Nations, cultural intellectual property is really important. It's something that we continue to advocate for, not only to support people to be able to learn it, but actually to make sure that it's a safer place and it's recognised the information that it's taking it from.
Jess, always good to chat with you. If we want more information, where do we go?
You definitely go to our website, which is goodthingsaustralia.org /get online week, if you're looking for that. And of course, because we know that not everybody feels confident to get online, we also have a phone number people can call to get support as well. So it's 1-300-795-897, and one of my team will be able to help you find some support near you.
Grace, Jess, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. That was Jess Wilson, Chief Executive Officer of Good Things Australia. That website, again, goodthingsaustralia.org, and the phone number 1-300-795-897.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.